The Trump administration said Wednesday that California must change its policies allowing transgender girls to compete on sports teams consistent with their gender identity. The U.S. Department of Education says California's education department and governing body for high school sports are violating Title IX, a federal law banning sex discrimination in education. The federal government said California must agree to change its policies within 10 days or else risk imminent enforcement action. California, though, says it has no plans to change its policies. Department spokesperson Liz Sanders said in a statement, "The California Department of Education believes all students should have the opportunity to learn and play at school, and we have consistently applied existing law in support of students' rights to do so." In a webinar hosted by the California Women's Law Center and the Legal Aid Association of California, Juliana Gesiotto gave context.
We know that 21% of transgender girls K-12 report having been discouraged from playing sports, and 58% were disallowed to use the locker room that aligns with their gender.
U.S. Education Secretary Linda McMahon told Fox News that the department may pull federal funding if California does not comply. The Education Department said the state should apologize and restore awards to girls who lost sports titles to trans athletes and notify school sports programs that receive federal funding that Title IX prohibits trans girls from participating in girls' sports. The announcement comes weeks after a trans student athlete medaled in the California High School State Track and Field Championship. The California Interscholastic Federation, which ran the meet, awarded gold and silver medals to both Hernandez and other competitors who would have placed had she not competed. It was the first time the Federation made such a rule change. Jorge Salinas, a spokesperson for LGBTQ civil rights organization Equality California, suggested that all of this has much less to do with sports than it does with politics.
And this is an issue that is not about sports. We've been saying this over and over. This is not about fairness in sports. It never has been. It's about the federal administration weaponizing civil rights laws to target transgender students and force California to comply with their hateful anti-transgender agenda. So whether their threats are empty or have backing, at the end of the day, this is still unfair.
The issue is part of a nationwide battle over the rights of transgender youth in which states have limited transgender girls from participating on girls' sports teams, barred gender-affirming surgeries for minors, and required parents to be notified if a child changes their pronouns at school. At least 24 states have laws barring transgender women and girls from participating in certain sports competitions. Some of the policies have been blocked in court. Selena says this announcement fits into the national landscape.
The U.S. Department of Education's so-called findings are truly a dangerous distortion of Title IX. It's a direct attack on transgender youth here in California, and we know it's part of a coordinated attack against transgender people in general. And right now, it seems like California has been the focus, the main target by the Trump administration for multiple reasons. But we also know that their plans have always been to create erasure, create obstacles, or remove just human dignity from the lives of transgender Americans.
Governor Gavin Newsom spokesperson Izzy Garden said McMahon's threat to pull federal funding over the state's policy was, quote, dramatic, fake, and completely divorced from reality. The governor's office said the U.S. Education Department's letter was not a serious legal document, but, quote, a political document designed to intimidate school officials and unlawfully override well-established state laws protecting students. Bay Area community members will gather at San Francisco City Hall Thursday evening for the Proud and Free rally for trans youth healthcare. Organizers are calling this moment a turning point and an invitation to fight back. This rally will deliver a petition with over 1,000 signatures to City Hall, demanding bold action to protect trans youth. For KPFA News, I'm Dahlia Lozier.